This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. You're listening to episode 35 of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. Today's episode is part two of a three-part series on seizing your moment. Ephesians 5:15-16. So be very careful how you live, not being like those with no understanding, but live honorably with true wisdom, for we are living in evil times. Take full advantage of every day as you spend your life for His purposes. Do you realize that every circumstance that you face becomes an opportunity for you to do something? The very definition of an opportunity is a set of circumstances that make it possible to do something. So let's take full advantage of every day. Let's take full advantage of every circumstance that we face, knowing that it is an opportunity for transformation, for innovation, for growth, strength, renewed vision, and kingdom life. Now, the question that I need to ask you, will you seize your moment or will your moment seize you? Last episode, I dealt with the obstacle of blame. This week, I want to deal with the obstacle of distraction. If we are going to seize our moment and take full advantage of every opportunity, we have to learn the discipline of focus. You see, the enemy loves to distract us from our true purpose. The enemy loves to draw our attention to what he's doing. The enemy loves to appear bigger than he actually is. Now, if we are unaware of these tactics of distraction, we will fall for them every time. So how then do we direct our focus on what is important, but in the same light not be ignorant of our enemy's tactics? First, we need to have an understanding of perspective. Now, perspective can mean a couple of things, but the one I'm going to highlight today is an accurate rating of what is important and what isn't, or to prioritize what you see. To explain this, I'll use the example of our natural eyes or our physical vision. Did you know that it's only a small percentage of your total vision that is clear and in focus? Why don't you grab a pencil or a pen and begin to focus on the tip of it? Notice at a certain point, things become blurry and out of focus. Our clearest vision is where we direct our gaze. The blurry part of our vision is called our peripheral vision. Think of it in this way. The clear part of our vision represents what we believe to be important and of value. The blurry part of our vision represents what we believe to be of less importance and of less value. So what does this tell us about perspective? What has our attention holds our greatest perceived value. Remember, perspective means an accurate rating of what is important and what isn't. Hebrews 12:1-2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, it is a spiritual act of worship. Can you see why the enemy likes to use his tactic of distraction? Because it affects our worship. And this is why we must throw off everything that hinders, everything that entangles, everything that distracts, because what holds our attention holds our affection. Now, I want you to understand this. Our worship is not just songs that we sing. It's not just a lifestyle. Our worship is where we place our attention and our affection. 1 Samuel 17:26. David asked the men standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills the Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the armies of the living God?" If we are going to seize our moment, we must first accurately assess it. Let's look at the bigger context of this verse. A whole army is captivated by fear, and a young shepherd boy is captivated by a big God. Same giant, different perspective. You see, when we fix our eyes on Jesus, our current circumstance can be viewed in proper perspective. Having the right perspective does not mean you won't have to face your giant. Remember, David still had to confront and defeat Goliath, but right perspectives release perfect strategies. Now, I'm not a believer that thinks we should just ignore the devil and pretend like he's not there, but I don't believe he should be our focus. I believe that there are times where we need to take our God-given authority and confront the works of darkness. This is why we're told not to be ignorant of the enemy's tactics. So I choose to fix my eyes on Jesus. And if my enemy shows up in my peripheral vision, I'll resist him if needed. James 4:7. Now I want you to notice how this verse is ordered. First, it says, submit yourself therefore to God. Secondly, it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Will you seize your moment or will your moment seize you? Well, how do we do that? We do that by placing our full attention on the things that hold true eternal value. Now, I want you to resist the urge to get caught up in the enemy's tactic of distraction. Let's revisit Hebrews 12. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For scriptures, questions, activations, please visit our free resource page. As always, thank you for listening. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.